Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Capello, Brennan in a full fader with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God!
God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar sports byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Ladies and gentlemen, obviously, I am Johnny Taco. And for the next hour, we're going to have some fun. We'll have a little, guess what? We'll even bring in some sports. So we'll have some sports centers. We'll talk about, of course, the world of brain damage. Now, some of you don't like to talk about that because you say, hey, you know, I just watch my football. I don't care what happens afterwards. What happens to the players afterwards? Well, I want you to hear this one special night, which we bring in, of course, the late Aaron Hernandez. Of course, a brain damage victim, a guy that had all kinds of psychological issues and medical issues before he took his own life last year, of course, in a Massachusetts prison. Straight up, lots of things to talk about tonight. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome into another edition of Dom's Diner here exclusively on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. A lot going on in the week, a lot of losers, a lot of winners, a couple good job, good efforts. Let's get right to it. First off, winner.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Number one, LeBron James. The guy, he knows how to win. This time around, LeBron James became the first player to have 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 8,000 assists in a career. You really think about it. Not even Oscar Robertson, Mr. Triple-Double himself, was able to do that. Obviously, he didn't put up the points necessary. But it just really speaks to the volume and the quality of the player that LeBron is, the longevity of his sustained success. LeBron's up there as an all-time great, if not the greatest. We'll leave that debate, him or Jordan, for another day, another time. But LeBron James, first player to do that. He also became the oldest player to average a triple-double in a month. Average a triple-double in February as he tries to kind of right the ship of the Cavaliers and get them going as the playoffs approach shortly. Second winner, the San Antonio Spurs. Last week or 2 weeks ago, Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs were on the losers list because Kawhi wasn't with the team. He had kind of gone off the grid as this whole injury saga has played out. Well, Kawhi's working back out with the team. Spurs are going to obviously be more than welcome, more than happy to take Kawhi Leonard back and bring him back into the fold. It looks like the Spurs are going to get their star guy back after all. Greg Popovich said he didn't think Kawhi was going to come back, but now that Kawhi is back with the team, working out with him, training, finishing up his rehab, it looks like Kawhi Leonard will indeed play again this season. Kudos to the Spurs. The Spurs are a team. They're such a veteran presence with such great coaching. Anything can happen with the Spurs and come the playoff time. So the Spurs look like they might have their man, Kawhi Leonard, back in time for the playoffs. So obviously, they have to be winners for that. Final winners, the Houston Rockets. They've won 14 games in a row. You hit the All-Star break as the number one team in the Western Conference. People wondered, oh, was it kind of fluky? Or are they going to be able to continue winning? Well, guess what? They're continuing to win over the last week. So shout out to the Houston Rockets. James Harden playing out of his mind. Probably the favorite for the MVP right now. Chris Paul proving to be a phenomenal addition. And how about Clint Capela, the center? The strides he has made in his game have been underappreciated. He's kind of unspoken about in Houston because you've got all the shooters. You got the MVP candidate guys with Chris Paul, James Harden. You've got Eric Gordon. But Clint Capela is the man doing the dirty work in the paint, and I think he's been a big part of their success. So the Houston Rockets, third winners this week. All right, and we talked about just now how Kawhi Leonard is coming back to his team, which makes them winners. My first loser this week is Neymar / Paris Saint-Germain / Brazil, because Neymar rolled his ankle in their last Ligue 1, their last French league game, and he rolled his ankle, and it's estimated that Neymar is going to be out for about 3 months. He's expected to miss the rest of the Ligue 1 season, the French League. He's going to miss the finals of the League Cup. He's not going to play in the return leg of the Champions League quarterfinals against Real Madrid. He's out for the rest of the Champions League. And even his World Cup is in doubt because Neymar's recovery window, he's expected back just 1 week before Brazil's first World Cup game. And we know how injuries are. If there's even the slightest setback, Neymar will miss that first Brazil World Cup game. And it might get even worse if he does not rehab well along the way. He might miss more than just the one game. So Neymar out for the rest of PSG season, both League Cup and Champions League. And he might miss Brazil's World Cup. That's a huge loss for PSG, and it would be a huge loss for Brazil if Neymar is a no-go. Second losers this week, the A's, the Marlins, the Pirates, and the Rays. Why is that? Yes, the teams, they struggled. A lot of selling in the offseason. But Major League Baseball this week, the Players Association filed a grievance against the Marlins, A's, Pirates, and Rays, accusing the teams of failing to appropriately spend revenue-sharing money. We have received the complaint and believe it has no merit, Major League Baseball said in a statement. And it's interesting because every team gets a share, is revenue shares. So the amount of money the league gets, it's split evenly amongst all the teams. And that money is supposed to encourage teams to continue to spend more money and improve their teams. But with these teams, we don't see the spending. The Marlins giving out the absurd contract to Giancarlo Stanton, and that kind of satisfied everybody until they got rid of him. The Pirates just this offseason traded star outfielder, face of the franchise, Andrew McCutchen, and their best pitcher, Gerrit Cole. So I think the MLBPA has a legitimate gripe here, and this is really a perfect summation of how this offseason has gone. There's still a lot of quality free agents on the market. Alex Cobb, Lance Lynn, Jake Arrieta, Mike Moustakas, Greg Holland, just some top-tier players still available. This is kind of where we are with baseball. Teams don't want to spend the money because the teams that have not spent a ton of money on free agents to be somewhat competitive, teams that have embraced, okay, we're going to be bad for a few years, we're going to draft well, and then when all these guys are ready, we're going to win, and then we're going to spend the money. That model has worked well in the past few years with the Cubs, the Red Sox to an extent, the Astros winning the World Series, and the Indians. So we'll have to see how this plays out and what their verdict is for this grievance, but I think it's got some merit. My final losers this week are the NASL, the North American Soccer League. That preliminary injunction to be reinstated as a Division II league was denied, and as a result, the NASL has canceled their 2018 season. Last September, if you remember, the U.S. Soccer Federation voted to deny giving the NASL Division II designation because it did not meet the USSF's standards for what constitutes a second-tier league. The league had canceled its spring season, but hoped to complete the season when they resumed back in August, but that's not going to happen. Some of the teams are already have left the league and relocated to other leagues. The New York Cosmos, the most famous, biggest brand in the NASL, are going to go play in the fourth division. So there's a lot going on in U.S. soccer. And again, similarly to how the MLB grievance kind of sums up the offseason, I think NASL losing their second division grievance to become again second division, I think that kind of sums up the state of U.S. soccer, where things are just so messy. There's so many things going on, so many moving pieces. I do hope the NASL picks back up. They're hoping to come back for 2019. The U.S. needs another league besides MLS that can be considered even somewhat top tier. So, and the New York Cosmos are such a brand, such a name, world renowned. I really do hope that they figure it out and get their 2019 season back up. But until then, unfortunately, they are losers. Alright, and time for a little say what before we close up the shop. And normally say what and make fun of a crazy quote or something that just completely absurd that happened in the week. And unfortunately, this is going to be a little more serious because Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly announced that he is going to be fighting cancer for a third time. He said a biopsy revealed that his oral cancer did recur. He's no longer in remission. He'll also have reconstructive surgery on his upper jaw to treat the recurrence of the oral cancer. If you remember Jim Kelly back in 2013, he announced he had squamous cell carcinoma of the upper jawbone. He had surgery to remove the tumors. He was fine for about a year, but it was found to have cancer again in March of 2014. He underwent weeks of chemo and radiation in 2014, and he was declared cancer-free back in September. And he's been in remission since then for about 3.5 years. And Kelly has been very vocal with My Cancer Game Plan, basically talking about how you need to have a game plan if something does happen and you do end up developing cancer. There are options and teams out there to help you, your family, your support network. There are plenty of ways to get through it. And unfortunately, Jim Kelly's going to have to go to his cancer game plan one more time. Kelly, 58. Remember, he played for the Bills from 86 to 96. Appeared in 4 consecutive Super Bowls, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2002. And Jim Kelly had what I thought was an absolutely phenomenal quote. He goes, "Yeah, I may have lost a Super Bowl 4 times in a row, but I've kicked cancer's ass twice, and I plan on making it a third with the grace of God." Everybody's rooting for Jim Kelly. We're all hoping he beats it once again because Jim Kelly has become the poster boy of perseverance, Kelly Strong, all of that, and we love him for it and what he's done for the cancer community. So we're all pulling for Jim Kelly and hoping he kicks cancer's ass one more time. Thank you for joining me at the diner tonight. I need to go clean up some soup that may or may not have been thrown by J.R. Smith at Coach Damon Jones. Who knows? Maybe it was just some kids. But anyway, Taco Man, take it away.
The incomparable. What can I say? Dominic Jimenez, he is one of a kind, no doubt about it. Journalistic genius. Wow, let's check out the NBA scoreboard tonight. Florida teams won at home. Orlando beat Memphis 107-100 in Orlando, and Miami won at home 105-95 over the Detroit Pistons. Denver was the winner in Cleveland tonight, 126-117. Boston, wow, they lost. No, I'll take that back. Let me split this around. Houston won for the 15th straight game tonight, beating Boston 123-120 at home in Houston. Boston hung tough, but they lost, man. That's just the way it is. This Houston team's on a hell of a roll. 123-121, 15 in a row. The Lakers were winners tonight in San Antonio, 116-112. Utah was a winner 98-91 in the state capital of California, Sacramento, California. And rounding out the NBA scoreboard for Saturday night, Portland beat Oklahoma City in Portland 108-100. Of course, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio. My name is Johnny Taco. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. And of course, the guilt-free, we call this the guilt-free no-commitment text line. You can drop us a text. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to get on the air. You just, you know, let your opinion fly. It's cool. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
Before the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, the upstart Eagles, the Super Bowl champions of 2018, and the defeated New England Patriots and Tom Brady prepared to do battle, of course, in Indianapolis a couple of weeks ago in Super Bowl 52. The NFL had a record 179 concussions recorded this year. Before the Super Bowl, that's right, 179 times. It means the NFL stepped in and either had to stop a player from playing, send him to the dressing room, did this concussion protocol, whatever they want to call it. Anyway, the bottom line is football, the athletes have gotten much bigger. They've gotten much bigger. They've gotten much stronger. They've gotten much faster. But their protection hasn't. I mean, they've got steel against steel. You've got helmets hitting helmets. When you've got a guy that's weighing 300 pounds, running 15 or 20 miles an hour straight at you with his head, guess what? Something's going to give if you hit him head on, either your head or his. You hear what I'm trying to say? And now we found out that in a recent study, 99 out of 100, 99% of NFL players suffer from CTE, which is chronic brain damage. Holy cow. I mean, this is some crazy, crazy stuff. You know, and early on, it's like forgetfulness and, you know, they can't remember things. And all of a sudden, then they become dysfunctional in life, they become violent, things happen, you know, I mean, wow, they become another personality. And, you know, if there was ever a guy that really showed the signs of CT, even post-death, it was Aaron Hernandez, of course, the New England Patriots tight end, I believe, He was a hell of a player, no doubt about it, but he had all kinds of problems. I mean, all kinds of problems. And now this post autopsy look at his brain has revealed the fact that he has chronic brain damage. And guess what? He had brain damage in the worst way, the absolute worst way. So they were surprised that he could still function as a normal human being. But he was smoking a lot of weed as well. Aaron, and of course, Aaron now dead, took his own life in a Massachusetts prison cell last year. Straight up, Aaron Hernandez unplugged. We'll talk about CT with Aaron Hernandez and a couple of doctors right here on Sports Byline. Roll it.
Aaron Hernandez's brain had substantial damage. Research conducted by Boston University's CTE Center has revealed that former NFL player Aaron Hernandez's brain tissue had severe damage from sporting injuries. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy is a neurodegenerative brain disease typically found in people who have suffered repeated hits to the head. The repeated blows shake the brain and cause the buildup of tau proteins, which hold together microtubules in the brain cell's transport system. Tau protein buildup can gradually disable neural pathways and cause memory loss, dementia, and ultimately kill brain cells over time. 99% of NFL players included in the study were diagnosed with CTE, while 91% of college football players had the same disease. According to Dr. Anne McKee, a neuropathologist who directs research of chronic traumatic encephalopathy at Boston University, said her research team discovered Hernandez had stage 3 CTE and that they had never seen such severe damage in a brain at his age. Less than a year after signing a $40 million U.S. dollar contract in 2012 with the New England Patriots, Hernandez was convicted for the murder of Odin Lloyd in 2013. Hernandez was also involved in a double homicide in 2012. On April 19, 2017, Hernandez hanged himself in a prison cell while serving a life sentence for murder. He was 27 years old. McKee and her team of researchers believe CTE severely impacted Hernandez's decision-making abilities during the events leading up to his death. Hernandez also inherited a genetic profile that may have made him more susceptible to CTE. Protect your head, everyone.
Study finds brain disease in 96% of former NFL players tested. Many young athletes dream of playing in the NFL, but what most of them don't take into consideration is the risk of brain disease. A study by the Department of Veteran Affairs and Boston University found that 87 out of 91 former NFL players tested suffered from a brain disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy. CTE is a brain disease that researchers believe is caused by repetitive head trauma. Brain scans can detect signs of CTE, but it can only be confirmed posthumously. The disease causes a protein called tau to form around blood vessels in the frontal lobe. During stage 2, sufferers may experience rage, impulsivity, or depression. Symptoms of stage 3 include confusion and memory loss, as the tau protein spread to other parts of the brain. Stage 4 is marked by dementia, as nerve cells in the brain die. During the final stages of CTE, the brain withers to roughly half the size of a normal brain. A federal judge has approved a $1 billion settlement between the NFL and thousands of ex-players. The money will go toward medical exams, concussion research, and payment for damages.
NFL acknowledges brain disease link. The NFL's health and safety officer acknowledged on March 14th that there is a link between the repeated heavy hits players endure and a devastating chronic brain disease. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, also known as CTE, is a progressive brain disease that develops following repeated head impacts that shake the brain inside the skull. Blows to the head cause tau proteins, which hold together microtubules in the brain cell's transport system, to modify and detach from the microtubules. Abnormal tangles of tau proteins accumulate over time, ultimately killing brain cells. The helmets worn by football players cannot protect them from repeated subconcussive hits because the brain inside the skull is still shaken by these hits. Researchers with the Department of Veterans Affairs and Boston University have identified CTE in 90 of the 94 deceased former NFL players they have examined.
Study reveals there is no question football is related to brain disease. Recent research found that 99% of professional NFL football players included in the study were suffering from a brain disease known as chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy is a neurodegenerative brain disease, typically found in people who have suffered repeated hits to the head. The repeated blows shake the brain and cause the buildup of tau proteins, which hold together microtubules in the brain cell's transport system. Tau protein buildup can gradually disable neural pathways and can cause memory loss, dementia, and ultimately kill brain cells over time. 99% of NFL players included in the study were diagnosed with CTE, while 91% of college football players had the same disease. The NFL acknowledged the connection between CTE and football for the first time in 2016. In 2015, a federal judge approved a $1 billion settlement between the NFL and thousands of former players in a brain damage class action lawsuit.
Scientists may be able to diagnose CTE in players before death. Researchers may have found a way to diagnose CTE in football players while they are still alive. CTE is a progressive brain disease caused by repeated trauma to the head. It usually shows up years after taking repeated blows. Currently, CTE can only be diagnosed through an autopsy. Researchers at Boston University wanted to look for other markers and found people with CTE had elevated levels of the protein CLL11 in both spinal fluid and blood around the brain. Researchers believe the CLL11 protein helps the smallest blood vessels in the brain transport oxygen. Higher levels of CLL11 could mean these blood vessels are leaking, which may lead to CTE symptoms. The team at Boston University is now working with a biotech company to develop a blood test to detect CLL11 and diagnose living players. More research still needs to be conducted on the CLL11 protein to confirm it isn't linked with other kinds of neurodegenerative diseases. There's no cure for CTE, but early diagnosis could give players a chance to mitigate the disease, aka retire.
On a positive note in the NFL, Oklahoma star, of course, Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield made his case for being the number one pick in the NFL draft, of course, and he wants to go to, guess where? Cleveland. That's right. The Cleveland Browns, of course, they went out and got themselves spent a number two pick last year. Didn't work out too well. And Deshaun Kizer, of course, they're still hurting over the loss of Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, and that fiasco a few years ago. But the bottom line is the Browns are looking to get back in the game. If they get back in the game, they could probably take Baker Mayfield and make some strides with the Heisman Trophy winner. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio. One short segment to come. We'll take that back. We'll talk MMA, combat sports, a little boxing as well. And after that, we'll go back to the world of football. So got some stuff I want to talk about in the world of football. Straight up, it's an open night on the Taco Man Radio Show, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, Sergey Kovalev, of course, the two-time World Boxing Organization head light heavyweight champion, back in action tonight at the Garden, MSG, of course, the Mecca of boxing. Actually, two boxing cards in New York City tonight. We'll get to that in just a second. But the first card, HBO Championship Boxing, of course, coming to you from the Mecca, MSG. Straight up, Sergey Kovalev. Of course, coming off the two losses to Andre Ward, losing his light heavyweight title. Andre Ward retiring. Kovalev coming back and taking the championship. Of course, Kovalev now a good-looking fighter, no doubt about that. But tonight, he looked sloppy. He looked old. He looked lazy. In other words, he couldn't fight up to the or down to the level of his opposition. I'm talking about And I don't like putting guys down. Igor Mikhalkin. Igor Mikhalkin was 21-1 coming in with 9 KOs. Whoever those 21 guys were that he beat, I don't know. I'm sort of suspect of that. Just put it to you like that. Anyway, the bottom line is Kovalev had his way before stopping the young man. Of course, Kovalev said 32-2-1 now, 28 KOs. It wasn't all that great of a fight, but then again, he wasn't fighting Andre Ward, was he? No, that was his nemesis, and of course he lost two fights to Ward. The first, very controversial. The first fight, a lot of people thought that Kovalev won that fight. But the second fight, Andre Ward came back and prevailed. Well, speaking of prevailing, going back and forth tonight, two heavyweights on Showtime. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, Mobile, Alabama, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. The bronze bomber, they call him. Well, he was throwing some bombs tonight, but not too many early on. I'm talking about in his fight against Luis Ortiz. Ortiz, the guy that came from Cuba, of course, been busted not once but twice for Flintstone vitamins, a.k.a. steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, etc. Anyway, the bottom line was tonight, it wasn't an exciting fight through five or six rounds. And then, you know, Wilder came alive. Deontay Wilder, 6'7", 214 pounds, came alive and sort of rocked Ortiz and knocked him down. And then, of course, Ortiz came back in the next round and staggered him around. But what I thought was really, really crazy was when the referee stopped the fight at the beginning of the round and Deontay Wilder was in really, really bad shape and he had the doctor look at him. I think the 8 or 10 seconds right there might have cost Luis Ortiz a fight, because when you are the opponent, when you are the chosen one to lose, I hate to say it to you like that, but he was not the promoter's guy tonight. Okay, when you're the chosen one to lose, when you're the opponent, you don't get too many opportunities to win. He had that one opportunity tonight and the referee took it away from him. Shame on the referee, straight up. It was a pretty good bout of boxing, of course, on Showtime and HBO Championship Boxing. Wilder now 40-0, and Luis Ortiz dropping to 28-1. Ortiz just getting stopped in the round 10th round after a couple of knockdowns in the 10th, but I wasn't impressed with his conditioning. I wasn't impressed with his tenacity. I sure wasn't impressed with Deontay Wilder. In fact, if I was Deontay Wilder, I would probably avoid fighting Anthony Joshua, because Joshua just looks like he's too big, too strong, and he would knock out Wilder probably within 4 or 5 rounds. I'm just telling you, Wilder just doesn't show it tonight. Of course, any fighter takes 40 fights in order to get into a fight where he needs to be tested. You got to be a little leery of the guy. You just have to be a little leery of the guy, no doubt about it, okay? Deontay Wilder is still the world heavyweight champion. Him and Anthony Joshua, should Joshua go by the World Boxing Organization champion, the undefeated Joseph Parker of New Zealand, if he gets past him in a few weeks, they will hook it up in late 2018. Am I excited about it? Not after watching Wilder fight tonight. Sorry. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the UFC, of course, UFC 222 happening tonight in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. They're calling it Paradise, Nevada. Now, the bottom line is it's Las Vegas. Everybody knows that. And the only thing in paradise is for the property owners as far as the casino is concerned, because you don't win too often when you go there. How do I know? I used to work for a casino, and when I went to work for the casino, for the Imperial Palace Hotel, I got an interview, and the old man that ran the hotel told me, Fernandez, do you gamble? Because if you do, just give me your check and give it to me now, because you'll have to give it to me in the end. Nobody wins here. He's right. Very few people win gambling. Remember that. Talking to USC, of course, USC 222 on top of the main event. What a mismatch. In fact, the USC should be arrested for putting this fight in a main event on pay-per-view. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos, the once-beaten world featherweight champion. Defeated Yana Konosakaya in the very first round, 225 in from the very first bell on. It was pretty obvious that Yana just wasn't in her league. Size-wise, fight-wise, this was a mismatch if there ever was one. And Dana White should be arrested, and the USC should be arrested for putting that in the USC main event as far as a pay-per-view is concerned. If you wanted to watch this card, it was $70. $70 to watch a main event like that? Dana, you suck. Brian Ortega. Wow, what can I say about Brian Ortega? Defeated Frankie Edgar. Now, of course, he's two featherweights going at it. Ortega, 12-0, had that one controversial fight where the fight was ruled a null contest because of steroids and, you know, performance enhancing drugs. Anyway, the kid is a beautiful kid. Looks like Elvis Presley. Just beautiful, handsome. You wouldn't believe it. Handles himself extremely well. And the way he beat up Frankie Edgar tonight, knocking him out with a punch. I take this out. It was an elbow. What he did was he was dirty boxing. I used to do this in the gym once in a while when those guys like Abel Santana, those creeps, would really get in. They'd be butting me and that kind of stuff. So I would hook off. I would elbow off the hook. I would jab. And instead of hooking, coming with the hook, I would hook with the elbow. I mean, this is the way it was done. Anyway, Brian Ortega did that tonight to Frankie Edgar. And man, did he send Frankie into a bad spin. Frankie hit the deck. Brian Ortega finished up with one or two punches. The fight was called 4:44 into round number one. And guess what? Let's hear the decision. And then we'll hear from Frankie Edgar's conqueror. I'm talking about Brian Ortega.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Jason Herzog has called a stop to this contest at 4 minutes, 44 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by knockout, Brian T.C. Ortega!
Wow! Brian Ortega, wow. That's what I have to say about that, man. Look, you came into this fight as an undefeated young prospect, a hot contender, but you just beat one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world and became the first man to stop Frankie Edgar. How does that feel?
First and foremost, I want to thank God, because without God, I'm nothing, straight up. It feels great. This is something I've always envisioned. I've always seen it, you know what I'm saying, in my dreams and everything, and even in my fears. I fear myself getting knocked out. But that fear makes me kind of deadly in here, as you've seen. And, I'm making history, you know, and I'm just humble. And to be able to just share the octagon with him is an honor, you know. Frankie's a legend. Oh, that's all just give Frankie a big cheers, please. Thank you, guys. It feels great. And once I seen him weeble wobble, I was like, is this a fake or is it real? And then I kept pursuing it, and I go, okay, these guys really rock. I'm going to try to finish him.
Well, Brian Ortega, you just moved to the top of the heap, my friend, in a very talent-stacked division. You just became one of the biggest contenders at 145. What do you think?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Everyone, like I said it before, I want to help children. I want to help the world. I want to help everyone. That's my calling here. And I just started the Brian Ortega Foundation to make and help the world become a better place.
Congratulations, and I can't wait to see you in here again. Brian Ortega, ladies and gentlemen.
That guy's for real, baby. 13-0. Of course, that one fight, the no contest to the Flintstone Vitamins, so we got to watch him real close. But Brian Ortega, the Elvis Presley-like looks, the fact that he's got a body that's incredibly well-built for a fighter. Why do I mean that? He was a bigger guy than Frankie Edgar tonight. And guess what? Edgar was a former lightweight champion, 155. Both these guys fought at 145. Ortega's the biggest 145, 145-pound featherweight I've ever seen in the world of mixed martial arts. And I don't want to say superstar because, yeah, I do want to say it. Brian Ortega is a superstar in the making. Sean O'Malley was the winner tonight. He defeated Andrea Sakamoto with a decision. Those guys fought at 135. Heavyweight Andre Arlovski, the former two-time world. Take that back. The former one-time UFC world heavyweight champ beat Stefan Struve tonight. Of course, Struve, the UFC wanted him to win badly because Struve, although he has a heart problem, had some health issues in the past, he was the last guy, the only guy, to beat heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic that Stipe hasn't beaten. Of course, Stipe beat Junior Dos Santos, who has the other win over Stipe. But straight up, he wanted to fight Stefan Struve, but tonight, Double S came in on the short end of a unanimous nod, 28-9-28, 29-28, and 30-27 to Andrew Arlovski. Now, for the former world heavyweight champion, Let's give him some props and see what he had to say post-fight.
Backstage with Andre Arlovsky. Andre, you've been all smiles this week. And yeah, every time I saw you, you were smiling, you're in a good mood. I just asked you how you were feeling off camera. You said awesome. You should be feeling awesome. Tell me about that performance with Stefan Struve.
Well, I'm happy about victory, no doubt, but my footwork, my striking wasn't that I wanted to be. But listen, I consider myself smart person, so I have a lot to work with my coaches, so I'm going to have rest a few days and back to the gym.
And that's what makes you so great in the sport. You're never content with just getting the victory. You always want to work on more. I know you're working with American Top.
Especially now, of course. I just feel like I'm in the second round, you know, just still have fire in my eyes. Great men behind me. I have a great team. So just like, you know, I'm going to continue to train hard and fight hard a few more years.
Do you feel rejuvenated there in South Florida with American Top Team and your boxing coach and just everything in that atmosphere there?
First of all, to be honest with you, when I first time came in ATT, just a few guys were like so nice to me, and when I came to ATT, I thought to myself that I put myself in the same situation when I came first time training with Greg Jackson and Wink in Albuquerque. You know, I thought to myself, I'm going to be better or somebody going to whoop my ass. You know, I came with same attitude to ATT. Now I have with the best coaches, so I'm happy person.
Yeah, you certainly should be. You have a lot of reasons to be happy. Where do you go from here? I know you said you want to get closer to the belt. That's your main goal.
Of course.
What's the path you believe that you take to get there?
I'm a hard worker, you know, and I just love to prove people wrong. And like I mentioned before, my team have great men behind me. Just I'm in good hands. Plus, my family, my wife, like, take care of me, you know, she let me do what I love to do. I love to train hard, I love fighting, so I just want to make myself champion again. I want to be proud. I want to make my coaches proud of me, my fans, of course, my family, just ready to go.
Well, I'm sure they're all very proud of you tonight. Andre, congratulations on a great performance. Thanks.
You. 13 years after becoming UFC heavyweight champion, the number 12 ranked before tonight's fight, Andre Arlovsky won a unanimous nod, of course, over 10th ranked, 7 foot tall, Stefan Struve. Stefan Struve was tall, man. I mean, 7 foot, but he didn't bring it. No doubt about it. Arlovsky deserved to win. Of course, the reason why I'm pumping up Arlovsky is that I got an email from Belarus saying I never talk about him positive. So we gave him some airtime. We talked about it in a winning light. We didn't have to talk about him losing tonight. Straight up, Andre Arlovsky, a winner tonight. Of course, UFC 222 coming to you from Las Vegas on pay-per-view. The part of the card that came to you on Fox Sports 1 was a women's strawweight card. That was a bit of a shaky fight as far as the decision was concerned. But Mackenzie Dern beat Ashley Yoder in a split decision over three rounds. Those women were fighting at 115 pounds. Lightweight Alex Hernandez knocked out Brunel Darush with one punch. Wow, 42 seconds in round number one. Darush was like supposed to be a contender. He looked more like a pretender at 155. That's lightweight. Lightweight John Dodson beat Pedro Munhoz split decision. Middleweight C.B. Dalloway beat Hector Lombard. Hector Lombard, the steroid king, the former Bellator champion. Of course, the guy that came into the UFC with all these expectations. And he had that body. I mean, I just looked at him. This guy's on steroids. I mean, you know, you just knew this guy's on steroids. Anyway, tonight he threw punches after the horn ended the first round. And he hurt Dalloway and he was disqualified. I'm talking about Hector Lombard. More power to him. He's a dirty fighter. Anybody that uses steroids is a dirty fighter. Why do I say that? Because this is not baseball. It's not swimming. It's not anything like that. You're trying to hurt people. And if you've got some added advantage that gives you an extra weapon to hurt people, guess what? You shouldn't be in the game. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the WBO. You can follow them on their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. Of course, you are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I was talking earlier about the Heisman Trophy winner, of course, 2017-2018 being Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma. Anyway, this quarterback, Josh Allen, is really stealing the show at this combine, of course, before the April draft. I mean, if he could throw a ball 90 yards, get this, 90 yards, 85 to 90 yards, and I don't know how you throw a ball that far accurately, but he does. Holy cow, that's pretty scary, isn't that? A quarterback can throw 85 or 90 yards, get this, he's only a junior, that's right, playing quarterback, he's only a junior for Wyoming out of Fireball, California, only 21 years old. Remember that name, Josh Allen. Another name you might want to remember, Maurice Hurst. Of course, his NFL career may be over before it even started. What am I trying to say? The Michigan defensive lineman, of course, widely considered a number one pick in April's draft. Guess what? He was sent home from the scouting combine after being diagnosed with a heart condition. That's right, a heart condition. In other words, at 6'2", 288 pounds, probably not so slim, his versatility, his explosiveness, he had some great attributes. I mean, he was great. He was a good-looking football player. But guess what? You got a bad ticker, you may not be long for the NFL. Now, Utah defensive lineman Loa Latifi said Hurst told him about the condition on Saturday. He said it was the same condition his brother had. And his brother ended up coming back and playing as well. So we'll see if he can come back and do his thing. But straight up, that's not a good thing when your heart's going bad and you're only 21 or 22 years old. Think about that. And you got to live a while and play football? Ooh, ugly world as far as the world of football is concerned. Of course, tonight we talked about CTs and concussions to a great extent. Don't want to dwell on that, but think about that next time you see those helmets clash. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Obviously, I am the Taco Man. I thank you so much for tuning in. Dominic Jimenez kicked ass tonight, as he always does. And, of course, the great producer and the man back in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, none other than Mr. Scott Cuddy. Until next time, I am the Taco Man. You tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation and Radio Sports.